walk you on the waters, far out to sea. Deep beneath the ocean waves, that's where you'll understand me. And I'll walk you through a desert night, beneath a million stars. The emptiness surrounds us, tells you who we really are. Inside, you're finally here. I'm fast asleep. If only you would look inside. I smile at you in every passerby. A love of my life, you are found. A love of my life, you are found. A love of my life, you are found. Love of my life, you are found. Sing to me, love of my life, you are found. The rain is pouring down. Sing to me, love of my life, you are found. The rain is pouring. Sing to me, love of my life, you are found. The rain is pouring down. Sing to me, love of my life, you are found. The rain is pouring.
Lively Up Your Earth Eco Music Festival. So this is the latest project of Solitude Farm. Yeah, I just kind of wanted to tell you what it's about, what we're going to be doing that day, and how it evolved, and what the future plans of the festival and other projects of Solitude are envisaging to manifest within the next year or two. So basically, a little history on Solitude Farm. Well, Solitude Farm is a 6-acre sustainable farming community, as you most probably know. And it's, I could say, at the very base of what we're doing, we're focused on Masanobu Fukuoka's vision of a life close to nature, just a simple life. And his vision is not only about farming, it's to do with education, society, health, and community, and many, many different aspects. And what he's perceived about farming in nature is relative to all of life. So from that vision of his, we've started to develop the farm in quite a rich and interesting way, in that we have different components in the farm. So one component is the daily life of permaculture and natural farming. Another component is education, where we'll teach about cooking with indigenous foods, indigenous vegetables. We'll teach about sustainability, about the lifestyle, about natural farming. So that's our education component, where we host interns from abroad, but also workshops in India with schools and individuals. And also we have an internship program for 6 months. Then we have another component, which is food. So food is like quite a crucial element of community and farming. So we that includes the CSA project, which is a basket service where we give vegetables once a week for participants. Then it also includes some food processing, especially to learn how to do these things. And the organic restaurant we do, which is much more of an education sort of
cuisine portal to understand something different about food and to do with nutrition, to do with cooking local things. And those are the three sort of components of the farm. And of course, as you know, I run this band Emergence, which is starts to get some. Yeah, it's kind of a beautiful evolution that we've had from playing a show in the Kalabumi to playing Glastonbury Festival, and now in March we'll be going to Washington DC to play in the Kennedy Center. So there's a lot of energy going into this band, and the band, the music we're playing is nothing less than a reflection of the work that we're doing in the farm, in the community, which I feel is very relevant for Oroville, actually a very powerful tool, because music is the very bonding, it's a uniting power, if you like. It's something that all people will come together for. So if one music is perceived and in its content and the feeling and the emotion as a true reflection of something like what we're proposing in Solitude, of an alternative lifestyle, then that's quite a powerful tool to communicate, you know, and bring people together over a different vision. So with that outlook, we've been publishing a newsletter which has a column about the farm and what's going on here, but it also has a column about the bands each month, or 6 to 7 weeks actually. It comes out, and we give a free download, a free track that we sometimes especially record just for the newsletter. And now we've just completed our fifth newsletter. And it also has a world map, a Google map on it, where Friends of Solitude and Emergence can join together. So if someone has a permaculture project in Barcelona and you're traveling from Berlin and you're thinking, oh, I'm going to stay in Barcelona, I'd like to do something, you would find people that, you know, you've both been to Solitude, and maybe you haven't both been to Solitude, but you're aware of the vision that we're proposing, that we're trying to manifest, then you may feel... It's like a mini Facebook, but it's much more intimate and much more directly related with like-minded people. So, things like this we've been doing a lot. And we've been doing a lot of videos as well recently. We did about three videos on a project called the Rock and Roll Permaculture Garden, which is a small 3-meter circle garden that we intend to get everyone in Oroville who has a bit of land to at least have one small garden like that. It's quite a big project. Could eventually we have a vision that it's a nationalized project. And we've also done two videos on direct sown, non-tillage rice cultivation, natural farming, because a lot of people talk about Fukuoka, but actually there's probably just a handful of people right now, and I don't even know who they are, who are doing direct sown, non-tillage rice cultivation in India with a degree of success. So those videos are quite interesting. And basically I've been playing around shows in India since some years now, and it's a little frustrating, you know. Our vision is really large, and the music we get, the audience we get is in a club in Bangalore. The two things don't match. I talked to one person recently. I was explaining to them, this is a movement that we're starting, and it's not our movement, it's your movement. It is a movement that is there. We're just maybe vocalizing it and giving it a bit of body with words. And but it's very much evident, you know, that there's a wave of people who don't want to do a degree anymore, and they don't want to fit into a corporate job, and they want to find a relationship with nature. They want to live together in community. They want to have space in their life to express themselves, either musically, artistically, or maybe doing some body work, or I don't know, something on a more inner dimension. And that's becoming very evident in our societies, whether the developing world or the developed world, but it's there. And something that authentically represents that and authentically does something about those issues and affect, you know, effectively does create something in that line, that's a very, very again a very powerful tool. And it's Oroville's tool, you know, because we've done this in Oroville, because Oroville is this incredible opportunity we have to manifest things like this. So from that frustration arose the idea to do a music festival that happened about last year, and I didn't actually get to do it because it wasn't ripe yet. So with all the other work going on in the farm, the videos and this defining these different components of the farm and the internship program. So these things, as these things develop, there is a general energy developing, you know. So this dimension on which we're thinking, it all the creative expressions of that dimension, they're all related. So as this is, these ideas are developed, so the festival idea became mature and ripe. So then the idea of doing the festival came very strongly, that it's an eco-music festival, so there should be workshops in permaculture, in fusion cooking, pottery, natural dyeing, spirulina, eco-building. There should also be presentation stalls, like selling spirulina or compost toilets, the compressed mud bricks, someone doing a demonstration about snakes in Oroville, about the reforestation, about the TDF and the botanical gardens, the seed bank, natural dyeing genes from Colors of Nature. All these different things should be there. Then there should be good music. So we got a few bands who are going to play TNPY, who's our own sort of local super group, with starring Mishkoumba and Suresh Bhaskara and Divin Dandieu and Matthew Littlewood. That's one incredible group playing good jazz. And then there's Emergence will be playing. There's the Bamboo Band from Swaram. And then there's Fertile Johnny's Rock and Roll Heroes. They'll be doing some serious 50s rock and roll. And there's another few bands in the pipeline as well. We have to see what comes together. So it's a very exciting project, you know. It's like, this is really exciting. But it didn't end there. It doesn't end there. What's beautiful is the first meeting we had about the project. So in about 2008, when we went to play in Glastonbury, we were first booked to play in a festival just the weekend before, or 2 weeks before, in a place called, I think it's Somerset again, but it's a festival called the Sunrise Celebration. So then it got washed out. And then we ended up playing somewhere else and got loads of other gigs because we went to that other place to play on that day. But the guy who organizes it, Jake Ewan, had written to me a few months ago and saying he's visiting India, and after these last 2 years we've talked a few times, could he come and visit? And I said, fine, come. So we're sitting there having our first meeting, and these two foreigners come, and I think, oh, they're guests coming to help with the festival, because it was to help organize the festival meeting. And he said, hi. I said, have you come for the festival meeting? He said, yeah. I said, I'm Jake. And I never met him before, so it was just so awesome. These guys who are running a big festival, they had 20,000 people that year. They arrived on the first day of our festival meeting organization. And then he stayed here just a few days, very short visit. And the night before he left, we sat down and we felt so much resonance between the way we were thinking, what we were trying to manifest, the personal difficulties that we faced as human beings along the road of that, you know, those endeavors. They were so similar, like we were paraphrasing each other at times, you know. It's a very, very sort of brotherly connection. And we said, we have to do something together. You know, you're trying to start a movement, we're trying to start a movement. It's not a different movement, it's one thing we're all part of. And, you know, we're both in the music world and this and that. So we can't just have your website on our website and our website address on your website. You know, that's very superficial. So what can we do together? So then he'd just been to visit Johnny in Fertile the day before, and he's really into sacred geometry. So Johnny, having worked with Buckminster Fuller and all that back in the day, It was a great opportunity for him. He was completely blown away, and Johnny, of course, invited him to come and stay, and that they could work on a sacred geometry project if he liked. So he was completely stoked about that. And I said to him, dude, what we do in the summer is me and Johnny and Khaled and a few other people, we go to their Sunrise Festival and we make a capsule and we make a mud oven and we make a little mini Greenbelt pioneering settlement in their festival, because they actually have two festivals, one which is sort of 90% the music and one which lasts a few more days, and it's called the Off-Grid, Sunrise Off-Grid, and they do workshops based festival more. So that was the first inspiration. And then I said, and then what happens in December? You bring Sunrise Festival to Solitude, and we do a 5-day festival where one day we focus on everyone's staying here, and then, you know, we have our meals together and help cook and help tidy up. And then we, one day it's focused on just the permaculture and natural farming, the philosophies, techniques, practices, create, do something with that. One day it will just be an eco-building. We'll build something, I don't know, and a mud arch or something, I don't know. Something, we'll do something, or build a, start building a capsule or a platform. The next day it will be about food. So we'll have lots of different types of cuisine from India, and learning how to cook different things, and basically be like a food day, you know. But then we'll also look at food processing and also come into the fields a bit to see about how things grow and how to maybe use things like the banana stem or the banana flower, something like that. Then the next day will be handicrafts, which we might diversify into also taking into a look at solar energy or something, I don't know. We have to figure all that out and how many days it will be. And the last day will just be like an open festival, so everyone will be welcome and we'll have stalls and we'll present what we've been doing. But every night of each of those days we'll have music, so one night Emergence will play for sure. Then we thought to get Rajasthani folk singers to come and sing and dance for another night. Then we thought to invite Indrani Chatterjee from Calcutta, is a fantastic Hindustani singer. But then we thought we got some other festival singers who are like damn good and quite famous as well, getting very, very well known. So we thought to invite one of those guys to meet with Indrani Chatterjee and bring in our bass player and bring in Suresh and create like a unique fusion sort of thing, you know. So we've got all those like very excited, you know, very innocent, naive, surely naive, inspired ideas that we're going to try and manifest. And then the final year would be that we take that to our sister communities in Spain, where people who've been here and then gone and started projects there, or people who already had projects there. And it's exciting. It's like really awesome. And in between that, I've got my own rehearsals going on and my own work going on with the farm and the music and, hey, you know, so much work.
Pleasure's like a blade getting dull. I feel the cut and I don't feel the thrill. I'm so full. I'm so full. Complacent and new outwardly, but inwardly it's like an innocence, it's an availability. A leaf on a tree. Listen hard if you want to hear and tread lightly on the line. Lightly on the line I stand, lightly on my line. I'm a separating thought from fear. Words of sense when they've been said so many times, and the ancient urge to change oneself no longer can be found on pages of old books. Old phrases of ancient rhythm and rhyme. You got to untie all these knots in time. So full, I'm so full. to listen hard if you want to hear and try. Lightly on the line, lightly on the line, I stand mighty as a lion. I stand mighty as a lion. I'm a separating thought from fear. We'll see with your own eyes. It's such a funny thing that we are. You got to untie all these knots in time. Mighty as a lion, mighty as a lion, I stand mighty as a lion. I stand mighty as a lion. I'm a separating thought from fear. I'm mighty as a lion. I'm mighty as a lion. I stand mighty as a lion. A thought from fear. You'll see with your own eyes. Oh, it's such a funny thing we are. You got to untie all these knots in time.
It's a little bit too strained version, though.
Oh, it's nice, man.
Yeah, some energy in some places.
In my life, right now, right now I'm intimidated by the thought of having to fill out 4 visa forms for Washington, D.C., I know how I can do it, and I know it, there's a procedure, but it's one of those things which is a little bit intimidating. And I also have to rehearse today. I rehearse, try and rehearse every day, drums, guitar and vocals on my own for a couple of hours minimum, if not 3 hours if I'm lucky. I go to the studio in Kalibumi. Here it's not possible. My daughter's here, my wife is here, there's people coming and going all the time, people are in the fields. I feel really bad if I'm here studying music. As opposed to, because it's like it's a different energy completely needed, so I need another space for that. So then I have that, and then I'm organizing the festival, which today I managed to get the poster done by Sabrina, a friend of Oroville's, friend of Solitudes. And then I managed to figure out how to put that on the blog, because it was so complicated that it shouldn't be a blog that gets pushed down into an archive, that it remains as the first page. So I managed to do that. And, yeah, managed to get the blog sorted out. And now tomorrow we're doing an advertisement, like a little YouTube video advertisement that we'll embed in the blog and on Facebook to advertise about the festival. And that should be a laugh to do that. It's going to be very funny. I think that'll get a few hits. And, yeah, then there's my wife and my daughter, and then the farm. The farm takes a lot of energy every day as well. Every morning, 8 o'clock, we start the work, go around, see what we have to do. We have the CSA project. We have the Visitor Center asking us to come and do a rock and roll permaculture garden in the as a demonstration there. And we're trying to develop that project, which means developing the internship program we're running, so that they're actually running the project, but we're guiding it, you know. And I guess another thing is just being in the context of Oroville, where you've got such a diversity of nationalities, so multicultural, so many inputs. So that rubs off on you as a person, and that's obviously, you know, sort of a background, if you like, of input into your creativity, and I guess into the group as well, because they're all pretty... We're all in that same sort of boat. The thing is, like, the message is, like, that's a little bit too much, you see, for me, because people sort of say to me, oh, you're trying to change the world. I say, but we're really not, actually. We're just doing this, you know? This is just something sensible and enjoyable sort of way to live, together with people, working together with people, eating food which you grew, which has an, you know, unique taste and is a unique value in all of that, and welcoming a lot of different people from around the world into our lives. That's just like a good thing for us to do, but it's also it's like our dream, you know, but it's not like our dream only, it's also other people's dream. So a lot of people coming together for, it's like what I said, you know, in the beginning. a lot of people searching for community, a close relation to nature, and some sort of space with for freedom to express something of themselves. So I don't know about a message. It's more, I mean, my songs are very much about me, I guess. And but I mean, I'm also a reflection of this, what's going on, and insights into life. And I think it's more, there's a quality in what we're doing, and that quality is the reflection of the lifestyle. It's not something so obvious as, like, you know, mulch your plants and grow some trees, and it's not like that. Yeah, there's a new track that we just put out for the new newsletter. Just the quality of what it's singing and what it's talking about. Wisdom's words fall on deaf ears when a heart is gripped by fear. And the silent moods that move my soul no longer feel so near. And I do recall with intimacy when I knew I was the one. But the heart of the heart, the heart of the heart becomes. It's got the, and the music and all, just something's there. We leave it up to people to resonate at the point in which they resonate. Some people like will just like grasp the whole thing in like one bite, and others it will mean something to them and not to, and something else to some other people. You see, everything is very, how to say, although there's a lot of change in people's mind, things are very, very linear, and they work in a very sort of, I don't know about the vocabulary, bipolar way. They're very dualistic, you know. There's people are pushed into an educational system which is enslaving them, actually, because they lose the capacity to think for themselves, to be innovative, to take initiative, to be creative. Because since a young age they're told what to do every day in the class, and what to study and how to study, and actually they don't even care too much about the studying, it's the grade you need at the end. So this actually is making a, you know, a population of people who are very dull. And so of course there's going to be a reaction against that, you know, because a lot of people will question the education system these days, you know, but still it's very strong. So, and you see that with people coming here. Some people are like really, you know, very free and innovative, and but then you do get people and you see they're victims of an education system. They don't know how to do something without being told or shown or this, or, you know, very, they need a very strong framework in which to work in. And I don't know, the change, then people come looking for change, but I think you just change immediately. You just say, I don't want to live like that. I was going north and now I'll go south. And from that turning point where you went south, you'll, you know, everything you do will be in that vein. Whether you're learning how to do something or you've already accomplished something is irrelevant. The fact is that you're not going north anymore, you're going south. So that's like, Fukuoka talks about a movement, and he says there will be necessary to start a movement. And funny enough, when I talked to Jake about the whole festival, bringing the Sunrise Festival here, we reflected on Foucault, and he said this, it's we need to have a, if he was discussing about the soil and whether it's permissible to use chemicals, and explaining all the hundred, you know, infinite problems that arise from using chemicals. And then he said we have to have a gathering about this, a meeting, but not only scientists should come, philosophers should come, poets should come, artists should come, teachers should come, because it's, whether we destroy this planet is a matter for them too. So somehow I felt it's analogous. I mean, it's a little bit grandiose and poetic and stuff, but it's analogous to what we intend to do with the Lively Up Your Earth Festival. And yeah, basically he said we'll need, in that meeting, we'll need to start a movement, but the aim of the movement would be to bring nothing about. It would be just do what you're doing now. Very simply, it's not about another ism or ology or, you know, some fad or some reaction of the left to the right or the right to the left. which are no solutions, actually, you know. You look at NGOs and all these things, you know, there's not any essential solution in them. They sort of like change things around a bit and polish them up, but I personally feel very strongly that if people could get a bit of land and focus on that as their prime activity, or not their prime activity, but just give it a focus where they have enough time in a week to give at least enough time to make the thing work and have a few people living together on those projects, it's very feasible to have also an interest as in someone doing animation on a computer and do some farming. What's the problem, you know? If we, because we can create our lives, you know. I have a little slogan that I start telling myself, and it's our Auroville. It's up to us to create it. There is no them against us, you know. There is no they are doing this, so we have to do it, you know. The power of creation is in each one of us, you know. Only we're very shy to dream big dreams, you know. So we leave it in the hands of other people, you know. So yeah, it's a whole trip. It's a very profound for me, the festival, the whole meaning behind it, and whatever things growing up towards. It means a lot to me, frankly. But I hope it will just be a really beautiful day for everyone, and something that touches a lot of people. We got a concert in Barrett New West on the 23rd of December at 8 p.m. It's a Thursday. Hope you can make it. And all the information about the festival is on solitudefarm.blogspot.com. Help spread it if you can. Facebook it, send it to people, let people know. We'd like people to come from India especially. It's not aimed at tourists. It's aimed for India. But tourists are welcome, no problem with that. And this Saturday at 10:30, I don't know when this interview is going to be broadcast, but this Saturday at 10:30 there's a festival meeting, and there'll probably be another one after that, but I don't know when, because we'll have to have this one first. And we need help, and we also need donations. So if you want to donate, please do so. There is a festival account, but I can't remember the number. So you better just put it on my account and then write next to it a clear description, and I can transfer it. Or you can ask Otto what the festival account number is. But my account number is solitude3322. If you want to donate something, I hope the radio doesn't mind me using this as a platform for canvassing help.
Chosen by God, but I'm just another man amongst a million bleeding hearts. I'm sentimentally starving for love, oh, to fill my static void. Oh, this can't be the way for me. Is this my arrogance that speaks to me? Or is that just a foolish wish to live my life in mental harmony? I thought the Lord let down on me, but I'm still in this race to set the man inside me free. And I won't look too hard in case I find what I don't want to see. I'm so satisfied with the way it's going. Oh, look what I have found. It's been here all the time, and I was waiting for the stars to change, to change the way they shine on me. Oh, look what I have found. It's been here all the time, and I was waiting for the stars to change, change the way they shine on me. Chosen by God, but I'm just another man amongst a million beating hearts. I'm sentimentally a starving for love. Oh, to fill my static void. Oh, this can't be the way for me. Is this my arrogance that speaks to me? Or is it just a foolish wish to live my life in mental harmony? Oh, look what I have found. It's been here all the time, and I was waiting for the stars to change, change the way they shine on me. Oh, look what I have found. It's been here all the time, and I was waiting for the stars to change the way they shine on me.